Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
So talk to me about why you wrote a book called The Best Yes, and why does it matter?
Well, I generally tackle topics that are personal struggles of mine, and I like to dig into Scripture and find how Scripture applies to everyday issues that we face. And certainly, The Best Yes was an issue that I was having, saying no to so many things, but feeling constantly guilty about it. So then reverting to saying yes to too many things and being completely overwhelmed. And I started making the connection that when a woman lives with the stress of an overwhelmed schedule, she'll start to ache with the sadness of an underwhelmed soul. And that's true for men and women. Overwhelmed schedule equals underwhelmed soul. And that aching inside of us that we know we were created for more, but we're saying yes to so many good things that we never quite get to the best that God has for us.
So when I hear the best God has for us, it sounds like more things to do. So mm-hmm. you have to say no to get to some of those yeses. So how do you balance that out? I mean, talk to us about some of the process of saying no to get to the yes.
Well, great question. And it's really not about figuring out the best things to do.
Okay.
The very first thing is figuring out the best way to be.
Okay.
And it's interesting, I was studying when Jesus called the disciples. Most of us remember that Jesus called them, said, come, follow me. And then most of us know that several chapters later, he sends them out to heal the sick and to preach the good news and all of that. So preach, teach, and heal people of sicknesses and deliver them from demons. And they were given authority to do that. So most of us get all of that. But we miss something that happens in between there, and it's the appointing of the disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And in the appointing of the disciples, not the calling and not the sending out, but the appointing, Jesus calls those that he has chosen to come to him, and he gives them their assignment. And yes, the second part of their assignment is to go mm-hmm. out and be disciples. That is the second part. The first part of the assignment, he says, I have chosen you to be disciples to be with me, and then I have given you the authority to go out. But it's that be with me first. And so a big part of the best yes is teaching us how to unrush. And there's a prayer that I wrote in the book called Unrush Me, because when I live constantly rushing from this thing I said yes to this thing, to this thing, to this thing, and they may all be really good things, but the worst part of me emerges. I become kind of a commercial for crazy, and I don't know if you can relate to that, but when I'm a commercial for crazy, I just don't think that I am representing what it really looks like to be a loving Christian that walks in the way that Jesus would walk and thinks in the way Jesus would think and notices what Jesus would notice. And so the best yes is, yes, it is about wise decision making and using wisdom, and
sure.
the choices we make today become our circumstances of tomorrow. It includes all of that. But there's this beautiful, gentle, like refreshment that goes all throughout the book. And it is, this isn't the way Jesus intended us to be. That he wants us to be noticers. He wants us to be attuned to his voice. He wants us to wake up with this great expectation of experiencing him. And mostly he wants us to wake up every day eager to be with him before we go out.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.